The Republicans continue to pursue their coup. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. Joe Biden won the presidency. It's very clear he won. He won by millions of votes in the popular vote, I think upwards of 7 million. He's going to win by dozens of electoral votes. He's already had multiple states that have declared him the victor. He won in Pennsylvania. He won in Michigan. He won in Georgia. Of course, he won in New York, California, and many other big states. He won decisively. This wasn't a few electoral votes one way or the other. But Republicans continue to pursue this notion that somehow he was improperly elected and that they're going to challenge the results. Well, they're really not going to be. I mean, I guess they could challenge the results, but they've had 11 lawsuits, and every one of them has been dismissed. One of them was not even allowed to be filed as a proper appeal. It was returned because they didn't properly file it, which isn't surprising given their sloppiness. But as far as the way the Electoral College works, the Electoral College meets every 4 years, and it meets on the 14th of December this year. And it's what's going to happen is each state will certify their elections, and the slate of electors will be picked, and those electors will vote on December 14th. And generally, almost always, in fact, they vote with what their particular state said, the popular vote in their particular state. That is usually what happens. That will almost definitely happen here. But there are a couple of key dates here to keep in mind. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Nevada, of course, proved decisive in this election. Nevada certifies their election on November 16th. Michigan and Pennsylvania certify their elections on November the 23rd. And then December the 8th is the date which all lawsuits must be filed. It's the deadline. It's called a safe harbor provision. And if lawsuits are not filed by that particular date, they're not timely and they'll be dismissed for lack of timeliness. So legally speaking, it is almost definite that December the 14th, Joe Biden will officially become the president-elect. He's unofficially the president-elect right now. But I think what is bothering people, and what bothers me, quite frankly, is the way that the Trump administration and other Republicans continue to act like the election hasn't been decided. More Republicans, I think, now are starting to acknowledge that Joe Biden won, but not enough of them. And then you have a very troubling statement made by the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, when he said there will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. Well, there isn't going to be a second Trump administration. There isn't going to be a second term because he lost. And so it gives the appearance that they're not trusting the results of the election. Another troubling comment made by Lindsey Graham, who for whatever reason appears to be Donald Trump's best defender, is that we will find somebody accountable for something. In other words, they don't have anything to find anybody accountable for. So they're just making really vague statements. I think a lot of this is just rhetoric. Legally speaking, I do not think there's anything that they can really do. I know there's not much of anything they can really do, but whether or not they're just going to basically say, screw the Constitution and we're just going to throw everything out the window, I don't know. If we somehow devolve into a state of lawlessness, then this stuff may not matter as much. But it's going to be really difficult for the Republicans to Trump to pull anything off at this point, short of just staging a lawless coup in an attempt to throw the Electoral College, which he very well may do. But we'll see. But I think December 14th, I think everything will probably be okay, and Biden will be president-elect. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.